Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon.
Greetings, and welcome once again to Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me today, as always, is Managing Director of Corbar Business Solutions, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett. How are you doing today, Cornelius?
I am great, Jason. I'm feeling really blessed, and I'm looking forward to today's show.
Excellent. So we are already at episode number 5. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yes, especially when you're having fun. And, you know, we'd like to make sure we get business out of the way and get business done properly so that we can spend more time on things that are fun, the things that are purposeful. It's obviously we find lots of purpose in our business, but Corbar Business Solutions obviously is here to make business easier for their clients. Yes?
That's right.
And let me remind the listeners of the numbers to which they can reach you. Obviously, they can reach you at 428-9611 or
420-5717.
And you can email them sales@corbaronline.com. That's CORBAR online.com. You can follow them on your preferred social media. That's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, on Corbar Biz, B-I-Z. Or you can visit their website and see their extensive catalog at the website corbaronline.com. Now, Corbar Business Solutions has a number of products and services, things like point of sale systems, time and attendance, cash management equipment, coin counters, bill counters, counterfeit detectors, scales, rubber stamps, the self-inking kind, HR and payroll software, stationery, ticketing systems for queuing, POS hardware, that's point of sale hardware, barcode scanners, barcode printers, receipt printers, Android terminals, Windows terminals, labeling machines, laminators, adding machines, impulse sealers, pricing guns, UPS systems, that's uninterruptible power supply, correct?
That's right.
Paper shredders, spiral binding machines, toners, cash drawers, business equipment, service and repairs. They even rent equipment for your business, surveillance systems, software scripts and programming, ITC solutions and services, networking, accounting services, coaching services for your business, and so on and so on and so forth. And much more is available at Corbar Business Solutions. And remember, once again, ladies and gentlemen, they are available in person. You can go visit them at number 8 Oystens Plaza, Oystens Christ Church. That's 100 meters to the east of the Oystens Police Station, upstairs, the Blue Building, ready, willing, and waiting to serve you and make you feel like family, because that's what Corbar Business Solutions is all about. So, Cornelius, today I understand we will be dealing with how people can stay on top in business.
Okay, well, first of all, one of the most important things in not only business, in life, is knowledge. Whether it's your health, whether it's if you're a trader, if you're a doctor, whatever profession you're in, you need to stay on top of it by knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage everyone involved in business to educate yourself as much as possible. Learn some things about marketing, learn some things about accounting. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to do your own accounting. You don't necessarily have to do everything, but you should have an idea, because if you really want pulling everything together, you should have an idea about everything. And I would say the most important thing that you need to learn about, or the most important area of business, is people, to understand HR and psychology and all of that. You know what? One of the things that I've come to realize, Jason, I didn't realize that at the beginning. When I went into business, I thought it was strictly business, but I realized that it was more about people than the actual hardcore elements of business. I had to become a psychologist, a counselor, people's brother, their father, yeah, all kinds
yeah,
of things.
Yeah.
So I would say, to stay on top in business, you really need to stay on top of your learning and your knowledge.
I'm encouraged, especially by what you just said, because it means that you have to acquire skills that you may not have had when you first opened your doors.
That's right. It happens by natural forces, because if you don't learn to develop new skills, you will perish. And that is unfortunately one of the reasons why some people actually fail out in business. If you cannot manage and understand people, but you're only interested in understanding money and things, the two are so, what you would say, inextricably tied.
Yes.
That you actually are setting yourself up for failure.
So you have to always be willing to be coached. You you always have to be willing to learn new things and to incorporate those skills in your everyday. It's not enough for us to just say, well, I did a course. It's important to apply the knowledge that you've acquired and bring it to bear to the business.
That's right.
All right. Well, wonderfully said, sir. We talked in our original episodes about how the point of sale system is like the Ferrari to the donkey cart of the adding machines and the original cash drawers. We want to discuss how point of sale can help with the accuracy of a business and in terms of filing their statutory obligations and so on. We also want to talk about time and attendance software in terms of rostering and payroll. So a lot to talk about, a lot to deal with. So let's begin with the point of sale and how it can help with the business accuracy and with filing their statutory obligations.
Yes, for sure. Because we focused on point of sale for a couple of weeks because it's such a large area. And I want us to focus today on our statutory obligations, which are very important.
Yes.
I want to encourage all persons to take your statutory obligations seriously. Now, I don't work for the government, but I happen to be a very patriotic Barbadian. And I want to encourage you to make sure and get your point of sale system, which will help you to guarantee that your VAT is worked out correctly. You don't want to overstate and you don't want to understate. You want to make sure that you pay over to the government exactly what is for the government. And a point of sale system will give you that. Because each time you sell an item, the point of sale system will register it and it will separate out the actual sale itself before VAT and the sale as well after VAT. And it will give you reports as to how much VAT you're supposed to pay. At the end of the year, if you make a profit, it also feeds into your accounting system, which helps you to work out your corporation tax. So things like that, which are very, very important. If you want to look at business survival and business continuity, you have to look at making sure that you honor your statutory obligations. So that is a very important part of the reason why you should consider moving up, if you haven't yet, moving up and moving into the zone of point of sale systems.
Because the alternative, it would be very tedious, especially if you have a growing business. Is that correct?
Actually, yes. I remember the days when I first started, when I was using an invoice book. And imagine at the end of the year, you have to get all of those invoice books and leaf through one by one. Or at the end of the week or month, you have to get X amount of register slips. And you're adding up and you're putting in all these figures. And the thing about it is that the mistake rate is high. You're a human being. You'll be tired at some point and you're going to take a 6 and put it in as a 9. Yeah. Or instead of putting $120, you'll put in $1.20. So it's wrought with lots and lots of errors. It's a really stressful thing. In fact, when I look at what technology has done for business, honestly, I came from the dark ages to the bright ages now. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, right, when I look at what we have today and what I'm representing as a company and offering businesses, and I look at what we had like 40 years ago, I wonder how we did it 40 years ago. Yeah. You know, you don't feel you're missing anything when you can't do different. But when you can do different and you look back, you go like, wow, point of sale has absolutely, and technology itself on the whole, has absolutely transformed business. It's made business more efficient. It's made it a lot easier. It's made it a lot more accurate. I love it, honestly.
Yeah, and it frees up time. Speaking of
That's
time,
right.
Let's talk about time and attendance software, like things that would track your workforces, time and attendance, rostering, and even payroll.
Okay, I am happy and proud as a Barbadian to announce that for the first time, we now have a time and attendance software package sold in modules that we have developed locally right here in Barbados. Yeah, so you should applaud for that, Jason.
Wow.
Yes. We have some really brilliant people in Barbados and really brilliant Barbadian programmers. Mm-hmm. And we have allied ourselves with and developed a programming department. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, this particular HR software, and when I say HR, it's not just HR, very wide across the board HR. So you have the time section of it, you have rostering, you have payroll, and then you have, of course, the collection terminals, which we've chosen to use biometrics.
Yes.
So that there's no possibility of cheating.
Nobody punching.
So it is really kind of thing that makes me proud. Because to be honest with you, right, most companies in Barbados that represents technology, they represent technology for companies over in a way, correct?
Yes.
But I think the government and people of Barbados and the businesses of Barbados could feel proud to know that there are some amazing people on the ground in Barbados developing technology solutions. So it's not only over in a way that are developing great things. We have it happening right here. And we are proud to be associated with a new development in time and attendance, HR, rostering, payroll software, now available. We're now getting ready to launch it. So Down to Business is actually jumping the gun on it because we're going to be doing a launch very, very shortly.
All right. More about that. I think it would be appropriate for our listeners to give you a call, 428-9611 or
420-5717.
And you can also drop them a line, sales@corebaronline.com. So before we get to our personal encouragement for today, let's spend a minute or two talking about the physical products. We have laminators, spiral binders, and labeling machines, essential bits of equipment for an office.
Yes, these are small items that make a big difference. Yep. I describe them as that. So, for example, a laminator. Why would I need a laminator? You know, you have documents that are very important or documents that have a lot of what you call sentimental value for you. It might be a picture. It might be a certificate. It may be some other document that you just don't want to get soiled or damaged or water damaged or anything like that. Right. You can get a laminator for that. Now, a laminator is very affordable. It's not something that costs you like thousands. It just costs you a few $100. We sell the laminating pouches and the process is very simple. But when you're finish, you have a very nice, clean, plastic, insulated document when you're finished. Laminators, they were around for a very long time, but I would describe it as a document protection mechanism or a document protection process.
Yeah. And speak to us about spiral binders. I remember using those in school and university, and the labeling machines. Obviously, we use those regularly, but what makes your spiral binders and labeling machines different?
Well, our spiral binders are very easy to use. We carry mainly the GBC brand, mm-hmm. and GBC is like a leader in spiral binders, but we don't only carry the big ones for large organizations. We carry small ones that a person, a householder could use. Like if you have children at school, for example, and they're doing projects, you know, you may also have be a person involved in teaching or maybe an attorney at law. Anytime you have documents to manage and you don't want to just have it stapled and looking kind of like flopping all over the place, you know, I mean, stapling two documents together is one thing. But when you have like 50 pages and 100 pages and you have them stapled, that is going to be quite a task turning those pages from a one staple point in the top left hand corner. What you might want to do is consider investing in a spiral binding machine. It's a one-time investment. It doesn't have a mortar anything that will go bad. It's a very manual type device. Some people even make a business out of it where you buy a spiral binding machine and you actually start charging like a little $5 or $10 to spiral bind a document, and you make back the money you spend on it and you make a little extra side money.
Beautiful.
For labeling machines now, the label machine I absolutely love. It is, I call it a piece of equipment that you can put in the hands of anyone. So you can have a grandma, for example, making syrups and doing condiments, and she has it there on the shelves lined off, and so that she doesn't mix up what is in the bottle, she can generate a label without having to have any computer knowledge. You have a label machine, printing machine, which has a keyboard on the actual device itself. It has its own screen, and you actually type what you want printed on it, and you press print, it comes out, it cuts off, and you peel it off like how you peel off any other adhesive label with that has a backing. What I like about it in particular, Jason, is that it is all-terrain label. And when I say all-terrain, all-purpose, all-terrain label, you can put it on a bottle and put it in the refrigerator, on a bag or even a plastic container, put it in your freezer, so it can withstand anything. The only thing I would say it can't withstand is fire, because it will burn.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When it comes to water, when it comes to the temperatures in a deep freeze refrigerator, it will work. People that are involved in electrical installation, electricians, for example, people who do networking, you want to label cables. If you're a teacher, you want to label boxes or shelves on which you have various things stored, you name it. The point of the matter, as long as you need to quickly produce a label that is nice and plastic glossy with a very strong adhesive at the back, can put numbers or letters, because it's an alphanumeric system, so you can put letters, numbers, punctuation, you name it, all the things you can do on your computer, you do it on this P-Touch label maker. My brother, we've been doing it for years, and what I like about it as well is that we sell the replacement cartridges, and those replacement cartridges, they come with a length of 26.5 feet. So in other words, you have 26.5 feet to play with in terms of the amount of labels you will get from one cartridge. Everything we sell, we support and supply the media for them. I also want to pause quickly and just let our listeners know that we also offer delivery service right around the island for a basic fee of $10 if you spend under $500. Over $500, it's absolutely free. We deliver everywhere in Barbados every single day.
Excellent. And when I found that out last episode, it made me jump out my chair, man. All right. So let's end today's episode with a personal encouragement. What are we going to be talking about? How will we encourage the listeners today?
I want to encourage everyone to always remember that first impression counts the most. Mm-hmm. First impression counts the most. Whether it's your business where you're receiving customers coming to your location for the first time, or whether you are visiting somewhere for the first time, you have to make sure that, I would say in wisdom, make sure that you always put your best foot forward and you treat people with dignity and with love and respect. One of the things that people don't forget, they don't forget two extremes. They don't forget really bad treatment and they don't forget really good treatment. So how about going somewhere today and, you know, telling somebody something complimentary? If you get a good service somewhere, you kind of like tell the person glowingly, you know, what a great job they're doing. I do it all the time. Or write back or call back and tell the manager, you know, you have so-and-so that working at so-and-so at the front desk. I was really impressed with the service I got. It doesn't usually happen at the places I go like that. I just want to encourage you to keep those kind of staff working with you. So just remember, whether you are on the receiving end or the giving end, always remember that first impression counts the most. People don't forget.
And with that, we thank you very much, Cornelius Bartlett from Carbar Business Solutions, for bringing us to the end of Down to Business with Carbar Business Solutions. Remember, once again, they can be reached at 428-9611, 420-5717, sales@carbaronline.com, or online via your social media, Carbar Biz, B-I-Z. I'm your host, Jason Bell. Have a wonderful day.
Carbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Carbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Carbar Biz, or carbaronline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters. See or hear you soon.